Is that the hum of a UFO, a nuclear power plant? Actually, it's the sound of corn as it grows. And an exhibit at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden in New York puts the sound of corn and other plant sounds on display. NPR's Dana Cronin visited the exhibit and brought back this report.
It's a hot day in Brooklyn when I meet Adrian Adar, the artist behind the Sonic Succulents exhibit. We're standing beside Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, and I have my microphone stuck in a big yellow megaphone in a corn patch.
No, make your way. This one sounds good, too.
So you can hear a bit of crackling and stuff like that, and that's the corn growing.
Adar planted this corn patch back in May, and now, 3 months later, the stalks are over 6 feet tall and fruiting. And you can hear what all that growing sounds like.
And it can be a little bit meditational. You know, people were sitting, and especially children were sitting on the ground and putting their heads in like the lower horns and just hanging out.
Adar says the whole point of this exhibit is to show that plants are alive. They grow, breathe, and communicate in their own ways. She says audio was the most effective way to get that across.
You hear a sound, a big sound, and you move, and you, what is that? Or if you hear something in your apartment moving, you're like, what, you know, you kind of assume it's an animal. You always think there's an alive quality.
Adar says she also wants to show visitors to the exhibit how we as humans affect plants, to put the visitor in the mind of a plant, so to speak. We go inside where a long line of potted plants are paired with headphones. I put the headphones on and Adar thumbs a succulent leaf and flicks the spines on a cactus.
Ooh, yeah, it's very springy. It does kind of sound like an instrument, like a xylophone almost. Mm-hmm.
There are little microphones embedded in each planter that pick up the plant's internal vibrations. So the sound is a reflection of what the plant feels when we touch it. Taya and Julian Dupont are visiting the exhibit from France.
Oh, celui-là, celui-là.
They're headphone clad and are stroking the leaves of a palm plant.
Because that sounds like scraping or something, like, you know, you can feel the texture, I guess.
Adar stands nearby watching visitors handle her plants.
Is this one real?
Yeah.
It looks so fake.
Diason Alvarez is visiting from Miami, and he's touching a cactus.
I have some tiny ones at home, but they're tiny.
But now when you go home, you'll be like...
I mean, I've always loved my plants, so I still am really gentle with them anyway.
And for those who maybe aren't as gentle, Adar says she hopes they walk away with a new respect for plants.
Listen to what it feels when you touch it. So when you step on a plant or when you, you know, see, maybe next time it kind of changes the behavior.
The exhibit runs through October 27th. Dana Cronin, NPR News.